Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk about the rattiest city in America. That's us, isn't it?
Sadly, that's us, Bob. We are the rattiest city in America, at least according to some estimates. We reported last week that the city was, this is probably no surprise to residents, but having a really terrible time keeping up with rat complaints. They had made a promise to deal with each complaint within 5 days, but they just didn't have enough crews to do it. Well, good news, rat fighting help is on the way. Mayor Johnson, he set aside an extra $1.5 million to hire 3 more crews. That brings the city's budget up to $15 million a year, which I think this is one of those expenses that people would be like, pay more, whatever it takes to get the rats out of my my toilet or my alley. So that's going into effect this year. So we'll keep an eye on it. But boy, it's a problem. And some of these things are like the size of cats. So the more people out there trying to get rid of the rats for us, the better.
We need more cats. Let's discuss the first citywide program to keep scraps out of landfills.
Yes, the City of Chicago, the Streets and Sand Department just announced this. What they're doing is they're setting up 15 drop-off locations spread out around the city. We've got a full list at blockclubchicago.org, and the city does as well. What they're doing is they're encouraging people to save their household food scraps, put them in a sealed container, and then you can drop it off. They say maybe once a week so they don't get too stinky in your kitchen. And then you could just dump them off there for free. Some suburbs do this where they have services where they'll pick them up, or you can pay for services, or you can throw them in your yard waste. But in Chicago, they need you to go to these places. And I never realized it. I always figured if you just throw scraps in the garbage that they'll decompose in the landfill. But turns out it's a much slower process in the landfill, and it's much easier if they're separated out. Then they can biodegrade. But even bones, I always find it cool when I compost bones. I figure, like, okay, see you later. I don't need you with the rats in my garbage can eating those things.
Yeah, a lot of bones there at the Seamus Toomey household that you're disposing of, Seamus. Should I call the FBI?
I should clarify, these are mostly rib bones and chicken bones.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd like the drop-off sites, just go to blockclubchicago.org. They're all listed there. And finally, the Sears Sunken Garden. Now, this was once a beautiful spot on the west side. What's happening to it?
This is right. This is the sunken garden. It's an area of the old Sears headquarters in the North Lawndale neighborhood. For years and years, beginning in the early 20th century up into the 70s, that's where Sears was located, as many of your listeners know. There's even a little Sears tower there. It's not quite as impressive as the one downtown, but this garden, ever since Sears moved out, has really fallen into disrepair, and it's something that the community really counted on. They have weddings there and celebrations, so they're trying to restore it, and good news, they just got $1.5 million from the Richard Driehaus Foundation to restore parts of it, including the garden's large pergola. That work's going to begin soon, and there's some plantings going on there now, but it's a big project. I think they've got about $4 million targeted that they're still trying to raise. They've gotten some other grants, but the neighbors who are really championing this, they say, hey, listen, we just want people to know we have not given up on our community. We think this thing needs to be restored, even after years of disrepair. So looking forward to seeing that in back in action, because it's a really big area and just a kind of a cool place for people in the Holman Square area of Logan, North Lawndale to check out. Yeah, 3330 West Arthington. Sorry to step on your address there, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah, it's that's good news for the neighborhood for sure. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.